The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Not a good day to be Lane Kiffin on the internet.
There were so many different varieties of the story that I read. First, he banged a booster's wife, and then he banged Nick Saban's wife.
And I thought it was his daughter.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, Saban's daughter.
It's a silly world we live in where stuff like this just starts flying and everybody starts buying it.
That's a guy I would think would be pretty mindful of his P's and Q's, because you're going to run out of lives eventually.
The Astros will be 3.5 back when the Rangers come in.
I don't want to say it's bleak, but it ain't good right now for the Astros. I'm even talking about their chances to make the playoffs at this point.
No, I agree, and I'll just throw something else out there. They have not played well against the Rangers all year. It's more likely they get swept than they actually pull off a sweep. And if they lose 3 games to them, there's a good chance they're missing the playoffs.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler. At AJ is the real, at Jongi Football, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed any of the first 2 hours, including what you just heard there, it's been very sportsy today, except for a little selfie action there at the end. All of it available on podcastarena.com, which is a new website that's part of the expanding Gal Media empire. Full show podcasts available, podcastarena.com. You can also listen to us on TuneIn Radio, the ESPN Radio app, and, of course, ESPN975.com.
So, tomorrow night, this is random. I didn't even warn you that I was going to discuss this, but tomorrow night, Bellator 143 is taking place in Hidalgo, Texas.
Hidalgo.
And Jared Chaffee, local guy that I've trained with, is fighting on the card, which is cool. Well, One of the fights that was due to take place is between former UFC fighter Ryan Couture, the son of Randy Couture, who you may know.
I like to call him Junior.
He was taking on a legacy veteran, Nick Gonzalez, who fights out of Austin, Nick the Ghost Gonzalez. Nick hasn't fought since 2013. He fought here in Houston and lost to Leonard Garcia for Legacy. He had a fight scheduled on a Titan show, but then he fainted while cutting weight, and they canceled that fight. When he fought Garcia, the fight was supposed to be at 145 pounds, but they had to do it at a catch weight of 153 because he missed weight. Well, today, The fight tomorrow is going to be on, was going to be at 155 pounds. So they figured, well, he should make weight. You know, he was having trouble making 145. Go up a weight class should make it easier, right? Ryan Couture got on the scale, 155. Nick Gonzalez got on the scale, 172.75.
Shame.
So he missed weight so badly that he would have missed weight even if the fight would have been at welterweight. So he was two weight classes above. That's how badly he missed weight. So he's obviously going to be fined by the commission. I doubt the TDLR is not going to let the fight happen. They don't let fights happen with that much of a weight discrepancy. But yeah.
Is that the card that Ortiz is fighting on?
No, he fought this last Saturday.
Oh, okay.
And got submitted very, very quickly.
I don't know where it was, but I saw a commercial for that, and I was like, that guy's still alive and fighting. So, yeah, that's how much attention I paid to it. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. I love the blitzers. They're basically, you know, getting into Darwinism and all that over the selfies, social Darwinism. Zach says, don't forget about the selfie with the deadly poisonous snake guy in California.
Yep.
There was that one. And it's either Ozell or Ozeal. What about a selfie in the ocean? The shark photobombs you, then eats you. Think about it. It could happen. So he's doing a combo there. That works. Danny asks, help. Should I start Morris and Jones tonight? I'm riddled with injuries on my team. All I have is C.J. Anderson, and I might need to start him in the flex for Hopkins.
I'd start C.J. Anderson over really probably either of those guys.
Yeah. Yeah, but if you have to put him in the flex.
Yeah. I don't know what your other flex options are, but I don't want to start both of them. I'm going against Christopher Harris's wisdom, and I'm going to play Matt Jones in my leagues. I should probably split it up, but I feel like that's just too much, and I'll regret it.
But if you put both of them on there, you will get all their rushing yards, but you better hope they have a big game.
Yeah. And I think, like, I'm making a play on the under tonight, so I don't think there's going to be three or four rushing touchdowns to be divvied up.
But you know what? If there's two and one, they each get one.
Maybe you're okay.
Maybe you're all right. Let's grab a phone call. Lane, you are on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Sports, guys.
Sports to you.
Hey, I just getting y'all's thoughts on the Oklahoma State-Texas game this weekend. What's your thoughts on Hurd, how he'll do with possibly a little better defense than what Cal faced? And then saw the line was 5 in favor of Oklahoma State, if that would be a play in favor of Texas. I'll hang up and listen. Thanks, guys.
If I were making a play on that game, I'd probably pick Texas, but I won't be playing that game. If anything, I like the over.
Yeah, I never have a good feel for UT when it comes to the line. I'm almost always wrong, and I'm kind of with AJ. If I were going to play it, that's the direction I would lean, but which means you should just take Oklahoma State.
Yeah.
Because I'm always wrong. But I think it's an interesting game because I think that's the best test for Oklahoma State so far. And for Texas, you know, now that they made the change at quarterback, Oklahoma State plays better defense than Cal. And I think they're going to have a tougher time scoring against Oklahoma State.
I don't know that they're that much better on defense.
I don't know. Cal's
pretty bad, don't get me wrong. And, but we don't know what Oklahoma State is because they haven't played anybody.
No.
They played Central Community College.
But they look like they've got more talent on defense than Cal does.
Okay.
How's that? So I think it'll be a good test, but I'm really interested in that game just from a fan perspective. I just kind of want to sit back and watch and not gamble on it. I know that's kind of communism.
It's allowed.
No, it's communism. I get it. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776 is your number if you want to get in. Be happy to take your phone calls. A couple things from the text line. Guys think that the NFL pressured the Texans to change their turf in order to keep the Super Bowl bid in 2017.
It was going to change before the Super Bowl came through here anyway.
Yeah.
So I don't think it had anything to do with it.
And you can't take away the Super Bowl at this point over anything, really. So it wouldn't be, you know, they didn't threaten the bid with it, but they probably told them, hey, this is unacceptable for if we're going to have a Super Bowl here, you got to fix this.
Well, yeah.
And that's probably why they're going to it, and it'll probably stay that way through 2017. And yeah, it was the right thing to do. Somebody needed to pressure him. That was a crap field. And it's been a crap field for years. I don't care what Rick Smith said at his press conference. And anybody who's been out there, you guys have seen it. If you've been down low or been near the field, you see the damn gaps in the thing.
Yeah.
It's a mess. So if you're the NFL, of course you tell them. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, be happy to take your phone calls. Thoughts on the A&M versus Arkansas game? Does A&M cover? I think so. I think Aggie is going to.
I think they're going to house him. Yeah. I think A&M and Arkansas was vastly overrated by me included.
Yeah, me too. And at some point, I think Arkansas will start playing better football, just like I think Auburn will start playing better football. But I think you're still getting him at the right time.
I think so, too. Although A&M loses some games they're not supposed to lose. So,
yeah, I don't see that here. I really think the Aggies are gonna take care of business.
Christopher says, how do you feel about James Starks? And that's a tough one because if Eddie Lacy doesn't play, Starks is money. The downside is they play the Monday night game. So if he does play and you've got James Starks getting 7 to 8 carries, you're going to be pissed. So that's a really tough call. I'm kind of avoiding.
804 says, I'm going to be in Houston this weekend for the first time in over a year. What local beer do you recommend? I take a 6-pack or bomber back with me. There's hundreds of them here, man. Anything from Carbach or Buffalo Bayou. It just depends on what you like. There's just so much to choose from. I don't even know where to start. It's like, but any of those are good. Anything from Carbach or Buffalo Bayou or St. Arnold's. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Nick asking, what are they doing wrong with the grass different than other teams? Well, the problem is,
they put it in like patches.
They're in trays, and then they put the separate trays of grass out there like a puzzle. So there are gaps in between these things, and it's just the way the thing is set up. Now, I know they do the same thing. I want to say they do the same thing in Phoenix, but they put the whole field in at once.
Yeah, the whole field's there, and then the field goes outside to get...
Right.
Yeah.
But you can't do that here because they have, temporary seating that they pull out so that you can slide it back in. Well, here, it's not set up that way. So, and then, other than just grow a field in there, but you still have to take it out for stuff like the rodeo. You have to take it out for concerts. So, and the best thing is just go to field turf and leave it at that. Unless you can come up with a different kind of tray thing where... Yeah, or you drop it in with a helicopter or something.
Yeah.
And maybe, I'm sure there's ways to do it. This is a rich enough franchise that they should have no problem doing that. But, I don't know, man. It's just kind of a fundamental flaw in the way they built the thing. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. And somebody asking, how will Tech do against TCU? I'm very interested in that game. I know you are on the over, even though the number's ridiculous.
80.5.
I'm with you because TCU's got a lot of guys out on the defensive side of the ball. I think Tech can put up some points. I'm not going to be shocked if we see an upset there. I'm not expecting one, but I wouldn't be surprised. All right. We are going to take a very quick break. Guess who's coming up next?
Yellow friends.
That's right. Willie B, fat side of the bacon. Like it, don't love it. Coming up next, it's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You have to rise above the rest and prove yourself. Your spirit never dies.
You're listening to the Blitz. On ESPN 97.5.
Hello, friends. My name is Willie B. I've been around sports betting since the age of 3.
And we're back on the Blitz. My grandpa would say, hello, friends. Don't play the game, it's our good buddy, fatsideofthebacon.com. Willie B. What's up, Willie B?
Hello, friends.
Hey now!
I got another song here for you that I think Fred might know this more than you, AJ. But let's try it. Eli's coming. Hide your heart, girl. Who sang it? What year?
I don't remember. Sorry. I drink a lot.
Yeah, that's that sounds like it's before my time.
Three Dog Night.
There's a song called Eli's Coming from Three Dog Night. I actually did know that.
But that's before my time, even. Jeez.
Okay, well,
I'm from the 80s, man.
I'm the old one here, right? 66. So I'm the only one. I remember my mom having the 33 or the 45 or something. So that's just a little bit of a hint, I guess, to say that we're on the team end tonight. And there's many rules that back that up.
How far are you willing to let that number go? Because we've seen it anywhere from 2.5 to 4.5. Where do you feel comfortable with it?
Yeah, and actually, I had a client call a second ago, which clients can do at any time. FatSideOfTheBacon.com. Use that number. I don't like that song from 4 to 3. That's usually a dog move. But I have some stats here from our old buddy Mark Warren from the old playbook, talking about a team that plays on Thursday night, coming off a straight-up dog win by more than 11 points, about 1-14 against the spread. Then we can jump over and what the G-men have done on Thursday night against a team, the same situation, back and forth. There's a couple of 6-0 numbers there. I like the G-men from the first, just on the straight-up, backed up against the wall. I had some other percentages. You tie it all together, G-men's a play. G-men for a unit tonight, and I hope everyone listening new gets a winner there tonight. And then I'll tell you straight up, our Friday play tomorrow is the Virginia Cavaliers. Hopefully you're 2-0, and then you jump on the fat side of the bacon train.
Willie, any rules that apply to the total tonight? Because I know AJ's liking the under.
Yeah, you know, it seems like Thursday night games have gone under. I think only having three days really to prepare, really it's only 2 days to prepare. If you look back over time, the Thursday night game has gone under. But really no rule. That number's sitting right at 44. Both teams have had an over-under. So, no rules really apply there. I do have a strong rule on an over this weekend in the NFL since our high number is 0-2 now. Thank you very much to the Eagles, Cowboys, this past week and even the first weekend. But I don't have any play on the number tonight, but I agree with this under.
The your double-digit division dog came through last week with the Bucs winning outright. And they come into Houston to play your Texans. And that number I'm seeing 6.5 right now. Boy, that seems high considering what we've seen out of the Texans the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, like it, don't love it. I think Tampa Bay's the play because it has gone from 7 to 6.5. Much like Monday night when it drifted off 7 down to 6.5, 6. And I knew the Colts was a bad play. Pat Side had the Packers, as you know, and then we lost with the Colts. When I saw that number drift down, I went, uh-oh, someone knows something. But, yeah, until, Tampa Bay had 3 rules going for them last week. And so a lot of people asked Fred, AJ, why didn't you put that out of the play? Well, so many people have played that rule for so long that I got to cut it off somewhere. I know people are playing it anyway. And so Tampa was the play. But to answer your question this week, let's just hope the Texans win the game. With the offensive line woes and everything going on, yeah, the number suggestion, not like it, don't love it, Tampa plus the points won't be an official play with Fat Side, though.
What do you do with these Cowboys with no Romo, no Bryant, getting a point at home against the Falcons? Any rules on that game?
I think the rule is Brandon Whedon's record. I think first quarterback coming in, and here's the truth. Lions started at a pick, immediately went to Atlanta, too. I like the Falcons. Probably going to be a play. Atlanta money line. Atlanta has everybody healthy, unlike last year. The Cowboys, there's two teams out there that I think are a fake 2-0, hint, hint. Dallas and Denver, double Ds. Let's go against both of them this weekend.
I got to ask you, I think one of the more curious lines on the board this week to a lot of people was the Rams. And the Rams just getting, I mean, it's gone from anywhere from a pick 'em to 1.5 on the Rams plus side. Most people think, oh, Steelers, that's one of the big AFC favorites. What are people missing on that game?
I don't think they're missing anything. I like when I have a feel. And Fred, hey, y'all know this morning, when you have a feel for a team early, you like it, don't you?
Yeah.
And y'all had both my picks for the last 2 weeks. I came out of the gate with the Rams against the Seahawks. Then we came around and the old wong, 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 whipsaw, woolly whipsaw. Everybody took the Rams last week. Who do we have? We took the skin. And everybody now coming back now taking the Steelers. I like the Rams plus 1 home up.
Will he be our guest, fatsideofthebacon.com? Couple of quick college questions. I keep looking at this A&M line, and I'm waiting to see if it drops a little. I'd like to get it inside of a touchdown, but I sure feel like the Aggies are not going to have much trouble with Arkansas. Is there any rules that apply to that game?
In the old days, I would be jumping all over Arkansas saying, oh, this is the perfect classic setup, where Arkansas, coming off the last 2 losses. In fact, I've actually seen some percentages that whether it be Arkansas or whoever, a team, I'm not going to get into all of them, but the numbers suggest that Arkansas is the play here. But if you look at where Arkansas has been beaten up just physically and has lost players, it's going to be a no play for me. I actually lean A&M too, but what I don't like is all I've heard is A&M this week. I know we're in Aggie country and Longhorn country, but I've heard A&M everywhere. And when I see people that I respect say, the numbers percentage is actually maybe protect Arkansas here. And let me tell you something. If Bellama plays ball control. I heard where, you know, Tech usually runs 85 plays a game. They only ran 67 last week. If A&M can run 20% less plays, if they turn the ball over, which we know A&M can do, Arkansas has a chance to get inside that number. I'm like y'all. I do think A&M, this should be the game. They should roll, take advantage of Arkansas' physical injuries and outside the number. But it's just going to be a no play for Fat Side.
Couple more that involve teams that people care about around here. Texas getting 3 at home against Oklahoma State, a school they've historically done pretty well against, at least pre-Charlie Strong. And then Texas Tech and TCU, Tech getting 6.5 at home against TCU, with a TCU team that's a little bit, that's missing some people on defense.
Not going to be a play, but the TCU-Texas game, definitely going to, TCU-Texas Tech game, because that game's gone through the 7 to 6.5, I lean towards Texas Tech at home. I think they have some good mojo, and like you said, TCU missing too many people. It's funny, Fred, because we talked about one college game last week, and you get my picks, and everybody out there, we've been on a pretty good little start here for Fat Side. I was 5-1 last Saturday, and my rule is the one that lost, right? Georgia Tech against Notre Dame unranked team favorite, or the lower ranked team favorite over the ranked team, right?
Yep, that happens.
I don't think this rule is going to, let's talk about one here. Oh, AJ's going to like this. When a team is ranked 21st to 25th, favored on the road, they do not cover 80% of the time. This has been one of my best college rules over the last 5, 6, 7 years, maybe longer. Oklahoma State, down there in the bottom quadrant of the top 25, line's gone from 4 to 3. Absolutely love it. I don't have my whistle with me. I'm pounding the drum. I'm pounding the longhorn drum. Texas plus 3 against Oklahoma State Saturday.
There it is.
Yeah.
There it is. Thank you.
We got you covered. All right. Tell the people what specials you got going on for them, Willie.
Yeah, and people loved this last week. People took advantage of both. You can do 2 weekends for $125, or you can get all the way through Halloween for $249. Do the math. You know, the one's a little better there. You know, $249 all the way through Halloween. That's college. That's pro. That's Thursday. That's Saturday, Sunday. We don't ask for any extras. FatSideOfTheBacon.com. Jump on the train. We're off to a good start. Rules everywhere. I'll just give you a common theme. Our College Board has state names in it. I gave you a hint with Texas. But who are you going to take in Kentucky, Missouri? Who are you going to take in Tennessee, Florida? Bunch of state names. Jump on board. FatSideOfTheBacon.com. Let's start with the Horns. Big winning weekend, Fat Side of the Bacon. Guys, I appreciate the time.
All right, Willie. We'll talk to you again next week.
All righty, guys. Have a good one.
Willie B, FatSideOfTheBacon.com. He likes that. Obviously likes the Longhorns.
Yep.
I can see why. I mean, that's, it makes some sense.
I kind of want to see one more game out of out of Herd before I buy in.
All right. Aren't I supposed to do something here, Joe? It's okay.
You're bad.
See, I'm just trying my best to make sure I'm staying on top of things here. But, guys, got to tell you about Quick Weight Loss. And you know how they helped me lose 50 pounds. You've heard me talk about how they've helped some of my friends. They've helped people all over Houston now for more than 26 years. And the people have lost more weight faster, easier, 20, 40, 100 pounds or more. The results are guaranteed. There's no exercise required, no prepackaged meals. What I probably haven't talked to you about is just how easy it was to get the weight off. If you follow the program, you're going to get the weight off. You're going to be healthier. You're going to be happier. You're going to look better. You're going to have to get new clothes. And if you're in a situation where you need to get that weight off, then this is where you have to say to yourself, hey, look, let me do this. Let me give it a try. Let me find out what they're about. Because it will work, and it will change your life for the better, just like it did mine. Right now, they've got a great new special. Lose up to 30 pounds, plus you'll get a 30-day program for just $30. And kids join free with parent enrollment. Some conditions apply. And they've got 15 great Houston locations, but if you're outside of Houston, over in the Golden Triangle, even over to Lake Charles, they've got a home program. So you can find out about that. Doesn't cost you anything to find out what they're about. Visit quickweightlosscenter.com, or better yet, give them a call right now, 1-888-305-1117. That's 1-888-305-1117. Quick Weight Loss Center, 1-888-305-1117. No, you'll never get away from the burn and the heartache. I walk to Apollo by the bay.
ESPN 97.5.
listening to ESPN 97.5. For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Two great sports stations, two presets. Lock them in.
Lock them in. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. And we are underway in Memphis with the Memphis-Cincinnati game. So if you didn't get your bet down, sorry. We didn't have a bet on it, so
yeah,
couldn't help you. Want to remind you, coming up at 7 o'clock tonight, the HD show with Fred Davis and Henry Thomas. These guys do a really good show. So if you get a chance, check them out. They'll be coming up at 7 o'clock. I wanted to get this yesterday, but and it kind of dovetails off something somebody tweeted us this morning involving ESPN. But apparently, according to the big lead, ESPN is going to lay off between 200 and 300 employees in the coming months. Disney has told them to cut around $100 million from its 2016 budget and $250 million from its 2017 budget. And
maybe they can get rid of some of the girls that they hire to do, like, random overpaid pretty girls on the sidelines.
Especially with weird hair on the side of their head. I think it kind of makes sense when you look at some of these big names that they sort of chased off, that they were paying a lot of money to. The Bill Simmons of the world and Colin Cowherd and people like that.
Yeah.
But I think part of it is their numbers have gone down because people are not, for some reason, I don't know exactly why fewer people are getting ESPN now, but someone asked this morning about them raising the price, which seems to be the next move, is for them to raise the price of ESPN. As somebody who basically lives, breathes sports, among other things, how much would you miss ESPN if you...
I'd miss it to an extent, but I mean, just like anything, you can find a way to stream around it.
Yeah.
Like the internet allows me to, where if I didn't have ESPN, it would suck during football season because Monday Night Football, and what it would probably force me to do is go out and watch games.
Right, which would wind up costing me more than paying extra for ESPN anyway.
So I'd probably end up just paying for it, but I know a lot of people would be pissed off about it.
Yeah, but I...
And if that were the case, like the money they get for advertising would go down. Like, it's just not...
Well, it's interesting to me that...
I think they just need to cut their budget and make their business... I'm not a business plan, but or I'm not a business major, but that just seems like the smart thing to do.
You know what it kind of reminds me of is kind of the glory days of the newspaper business where when we were raking in money and just spending it like crazy, and all of a sudden you start feeling a little bit of a pinch and you keep spending and then you feel a big pinch and you're like, okay, we better do something now. And I think they're starting to go through that a little bit. And I think it's it is interesting because I'm a little surprised that, I mean, they've had a license to print money forever because they've always been part of those basic cable packages that you're pretty much locked into paying for them.
Right.
If you want cable, which I'm fine with, man. And there's a lot of people who are saying, oh, well, you know, they've been getting lucky because, so, man, I don't care. I would pay for it. And I spend money on cable. That's why I have every HBO and all the movie channels and stuff like that. I don't have a problem with it. But I have to admit, I don't watch it nearly as much as I used to. I used to fall asleep watching SportsCenter, and I'd wake up in the middle of the night and watch the replay of SportsCenter. But I mean, I watch it for college football, and I watch it for Monday Night Football. But the rest of the stuff that they do on there now, I admit it frustrates me that they take stories and beat them to death all day long. They take stories that aren't that big of a deal and turn them into these massive media things. And to be an organization that covers sports and yet is creating news at the same time, I have a little bit of an issue with that. And it's kind of turned me off to them a little.
I don't know if it's just I don't necessarily need it as much anymore or if the content is just different or...
I think the content is different.
I mean, if there's a lot of these debate shows like the First Take and what's the other one called? The with the guy and the girl. What's that show called?
His and Hers.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Those things are the stupidest things in the world to me. I have no use for that stuff.
I don't either.
I watch ESPN because I watch SportsCenter, which, by the way, more often than not is on ESPN2.
Right.
Or I'm watching a game, live sports. That's all I really care for. I shouldn't say that. The 30 for 30s are good, too. When they do those, I like that. I'd be pissed if there were 30 for 30s coming out and I couldn't watch them.
I guess. But I also think part of the problem is SportsCenter is not what it used to be.
Don't disagree with that.
You used to have personalities on there, and it used to be fun. And, yeah, I didn't like all the personalities, but at least it wasn't just highlights. And now it's pretty much just highlights. Well, I can get that anywhere. And I for a lot of the NFL stuff, I watch NFL Network instead. When I'm interested in baseball, I'm usually watching MLB Network.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's affecting them at all, but if I'm interested in something in particular, I don't want to sit through tennis highlights and,
well, that's the thing,
and women's basket and freaking WNBA highlights when all I want to know about is, okay, what happened with the baseball tonight?
You know what I could do? Here's what you can do now, and this is what hurts ESPN hurts the TV network, is I can go to ESPN.com, I can click on a game,
right,
and see highlights from the game, I can see the box score, I can see it all in one, and I don't even need to watch SportsCenter. I watch SportsCenter because it's... Yeah, sorry.
Whoops. Dump that, John.
I watch SportsCenter because it's convenient. It's not bleeping convenient. It's convenient.
Well, I usually watch SportsCenter to see highlights of something that I've already seen, but I want to see it again. Like if there's a great finish to a football game, I like to watch the highlights to see it again. But you're right. I can see it on ESPN.com, and I think that's... that's part of when they built this business model. They've gone in so many different directions. It's almost like newspapers were. When the internet, you start giving away things on the internet and people can get them there, they're going to quit coming to you. And it's interesting. I think that's an awful lot of people to lay off, but that is a really big organization too. So it'll be interesting to see where they cut. And I mean, they spent a lot of money on a lot of this college football and college basketball and things like that.
But that's where they make money.
Yeah, it is. But it'll be interesting to see where the cuts come. It'll probably be a bunch of people that nobody knows anything about them. So, behind the scenes,
I've always assumed that, from everything I've ever heard, the people who do like SportsCenter and stuff like that don't make much money. So,
yeah.
I don't know. I wonder where all this cost is coming from.
I think the Skip Baylesses of the world make a bunch of money, and I think Mike and Mike and guys like that make a bunch of money.
Mike and Mike brings a bunch of money in. Yeah. Skip Bayless, I can't imagine, brings that much in,
I don't know, man. That show was through the roof with ratings.
Well.
So, and I have a lot of friends who work there, behind-the-scenes guys that work at former newspaper guys, basically, that work for the website, or they're producing college football and things like that. And they do real well. They do better than they did in the newspaper industry. So that may be where you see some cuts. And Jacob points out all the 30 for 30s come out on Netflix.
That's true.
So you can just wait for those. 713-780-ESP is your number. 713-780-3776. Casey says, I get full game highlights on my Yahoo Sports app. Yeah, And really, that's the reason to watch it now is when they have a live game on. Like right now, you have Cincinnati-Memphis.
Cincinnati already put one on the board, by the way.
They did. I really wanted to pull a trigger on Cincinnati tonight, but I just couldn't make myself because those home Thursday night teams are so good. It's one of those we talked about a little bit yesterday. If 3 weeks ago, Cincinnati would have been a 2-point favorite or a 2-point dog. And then after they lose to Temple, suddenly they're 8 to 10-point dogs. Maybe Temple's pretty good. They did beat Penn State. And that being the case, there might be some value there, but I just couldn't make myself pull the trigger on it. I'm going to feel stupid if Cincinnati winds up covering tonight. 713-780-ESPN is your number.
A gaffe from ESPN from the Cincinnati game, which could be part of the layoffs. They had a couple, they have these production people that put up graphics and stuff. They had Gunnar Kiel at 805 pounds.
Oh, nice.
And there's tweets with screen grabs if you want to see it.
Great.
So that kind of stuff, you'll probably see them taking a hit.
Yeah, well, I think it depends on where you cut, just like anything else. I mean, would we really miss if they got rid of half those SportsCenter anchors? Would we really miss them?
No. They could have honestly, if the same people did SportsCenter every night, like if you had a morning crew and a night crew,
yeah.
I wouldn't even notice. I pay no attention to the people who do that show.
Yeah.
Well, you could cut Chris Berman, who I'm sure makes a huge
that's a guy
chunk
who
of that money.
Been cut a long time ago. Long time ago. Jonathan says maybe they should just stay in Bristol and not have an L.A. branch now. I think that saves them a lot of money on travel, though.
Yeah.
And I don't actually – I think that actually may be a good move for them.
Let's grab a quick phone call. Terrence, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Hey, how's it going? Sports.
Sports TV.
But yeah, like that guy just touched on, it's like SportsCenter is coming from three different locations, okay, which I don't think is necessary. I don't think the people in L.A. need a live feed. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. But the set looks like the Spaceship Enterprise. It's, like, unnecessary. I mean, all the graphics and stuff, and then the anchors you were talking about, there's one from Houston, Robert Flores.
Yeah.
I can't watch SportsCenter when he's on there because he's goofy and he's not funny and he's always on. So I just wait till the later one. And it's just, like I said, it's kind of becoming unwatchable because everyone has to have a little niche or a little saying or a little, just give me the highlights.
I'm with you.
But you know what? I think that's part of the problem is that people are going to get their highlights elsewhere because they don't. You know, they don't like the people who are doing it. And that's, as far as the sets go, it's those aren't, I mean, they look like there's a lot there, but the reality is those aren't that expensive compared to what you would need anyway. I mean, they use so much technology now to make those things look better than they are. Because we've seen their sets when we've been at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
There's a lot of others. They're using a lot of, I don't know what the technological term for it is, but it's the equivalent of CGI in movies. They're using a lot of stuff like that on those sets.
It's a lot of makeup.
Yeah, there's a lot of makeup. They could cut their makeup there.
Yeah.
All right, guys, got to tell you about my good friends at Texas Mattress Makers. And if you're in the market for a new mattress, this is the place to go. And I'm going to give you three really good reasons. Number one, you're going to save money. That's guaranteed.
That's a good thing.
That is a good thing. Unfortunately, he had his microphone off there.
It's okay. I was just saying that's a good thing.
It is
I like
thing.
To save money.
Yeah, and you like your mattress from
I
Texas
love
mattress
my mattress guys. From those guys.
You sleep like a champ, don't you?
I do.
Yeah. So you're going to save money. You're going to sleep better. And how about you do something nice for at-risk children? If you go right now to Texas Mattress Makers, purchase a new mattress, $500 or more, they're going to donate a bed to a Houston child in need. Now, you know you're going to save money. Because they make the mattress right there, sell it directly to you. You could go to a retail store. They're going to mark the price up on you, and you're going to pay too much. You're not going to get the quality of mattress you're getting from Texas Mattress Makers. You're not going to get one that's custom fitted for you. And guess what? You're going to spend too much money. Why do that? Go to Texas Mattress Makers. They've got such a great selection. You're going to be able to check them all out. You're going to find the bed that helps you sleep the best, and they're going to make it for you right there at the factory. So you're going to save at least 50% guaranteed. You're going to sleep better. If you got back problems or shoulder problems or things like that, they're going to put you on a bed that helps you sleep better. So that's the second great thing. And then finally, they're going to help out Houston's Children's Charity. So if you spend $500 or more, you're going to help a kid in need. Houston Children's Charity is a nonprofit organization dedicated to improving the quality of life for greater Houston's underprivileged, abused, and disabled children who have been otherwise left behind. So I'll tell you what, man, there's a list of more than 20,000 children under the age of 16 waiting for a bed and unable to afford it in Houston alone. So why not? If you've been thinking about it, now's the time, because not only are you going to get a great mattress for you, you're going to take care of a kid. So save money, sleep better, do something cool. Texas Mattress Makers, that's how they work. Go see Yuval and the gang. Tell them I sent you. They will take care of you. They love the Blitzers. They'll always give you a great deal. Texas Mattress Makers is at 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood. Texas Mattress Makers, texasmattressmakers.com.
This
is the Blitz.
The Blitz. On ESPN 97.5.
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Would you like to win fantastic seats to UFC 192 or a pair of tickets to see an MLB playoff game? Or how about a fortnight stay at the all-inclusive Miraval Resorts in Nuevo Vallarta, Mexico? In other words, are you up for whatever? Join Jason Braddock and the ESPN 97.5 Road Crew for Up for Whatever Sundays presented by Bud Light. This week, we're at Little J's on Washington from noon until 2 when the hometown team takes on the Panthers. It could be your Sunday to win whatever. You know, one thing before we get to Hoffman on Hollywood about the ESPN deal, I think they made some questionable business decisions in terms of stuff like ESPN Dallas on the website and Los Angeles and Boston going into markets that were, you really couldn't be competitive with what was already there. And people outside of the market don't care.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's just, I don't know that those were the best investments online. Let's do Hoffman on Hollywood.
All right. I know we're a little behind because we've been ESPNing it up, but I've got a couple stories for
you.
No, it's all good, man. It's interesting. Matthew McConaughey's older brother, Rooster McConaughey.
Rooster.
He may be a self-made millionaire and a star in his own right with the new reality series West Texas Investors Club.
Okay.
But he's an entrepreneur. He loves some free stuff. Most people do. You know that because you work in radio. People love free stuff.
Yes.
Well, Rooster McConaughey, one of the things he loves is Miller Lite. And he loves it so much that he named his own son Miller Lite, L-Y-T-E, McConaughey. He's 9 now, but Miller's parent company, recently caught wind of the moniker, and to reward him for his brand loyalty, Miller Lite is going to give him 24 cases of Miller Lite, what the beer makers consider to be a year's supply.
That's not nowhere near a year's supply.
If you're drinking enough beer to name your kid Miller Lite McConaughey, 1.5 beers per day isn't going to get the job done.
No, because you probably had that much before you named the kid that.
This is for McConaughey?
Yeah. Yeah. Not for Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, yeah.
He'd probably get like a lifetime supply.
Right.
Rooster McConaughey gets 1 year supply, which is 24 cases, 576 beers.
No one's giving him chicken?
No.
Okay.
He doesn't have a chicken endorsement just yet. We were talking about Amy Schumer.
Yeah.
I know I'm a fan. You are not. Her agent, David Kuhn, has been approaching some Manhattan publishing houses about the book that she's been writing. The auction for the book concluded last Friday. What do you think an Amy Schumer book would net her?
I'm going to guess about $4 million.
How about $10 million?
Wow.
Editors had to offer a bid on the book to even get a meeting with Schumer. She won an Emmy for her sketch show this week, and this is her first foray into publishing. Tina Fey got between $5 and $6 million for hers.
Yeah.
Lena Dunham got $3.7 million for hers. And J.K. Rowling got $8 million for the casual vacancy. So this is big time Dell. And Sean Penn has filed a $10 million defamation lawsuit against Lee Daniels, the co-creator of the show Empire. He was falsely accused of hitting women by being likened to Empire star Terrence Howard. Terrence Howard ain't done nothing different than Marlon Brando or Sean Penn, and all of a sudden he's some bleeping demon. That's a sign of the times of race where we are right now in America. And Sean Penn's like, yo, I didn't do this. I'm suing your ass. So that's
whoops.
Yep. That's the latest. That's Hoffman on Hollywood.
All right. It's going to wrap it up. I want to thank Jong Lee. Great job. AJ Hoffman. Great job. Willie B., Christopher Harris. Appreciate those guys joining us today. Giles Barnes. We will be back here tomorrow to wrap up the week. HD Show coming up next. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.
ESPN 97.5.